cookies and milk. How pedestrian. No doubt tribute to that oversized Arctic elf. Well, they are homemade. The poor caretaker spent all that time decorating them. Not the height of festive atmosphere, but not nothing. And there's been so precious, precious little to mark the years lately. Poor dear, altogether too sweet for this old house. As are these cookies, unfortunately. That is altogether too much icing on a dough that was already quite sugary. Hopeless. Oh, to have a proper cook again. No, things aren't how they were in my glory days. Speaking of our dear, misguided caretaker, there they are. Looking rather slack-jawed, I might add, rather than the proper image of a servant. Cute, but clueless. Are they, looking at me? Let's see if I wave at them. They wave back. Very interesting. I wonder what they see exactly. Denizen of the manor, who takes shelter under my roof and eats of my larder, be not afraid. Well, that's just rude. Denizen, I am not raising my voice. This is but how a spirit invokes mortal notice. Oh, you can't be serious. Can you hear me now? This whole time, really. Well, that was extremely cheeky of you to eavesdrop on me. I'm quite accustomed to thinking aloud, and I don't see any reason why that should change to accommodate you. Besides, I stand by every word. You have gone entirely overboard with the frosting, and should make a note of that in the future. And, darling, you're going to start attracting flies if you don't close your mouth. You look like you've seen a ghost, and it's not very dignified. Me? No, of course I'm not. I'm not dead at all. I'm a spirit, not a ghost. I assure you, the defect is in your language, not in my explanation. I'm nothing more or less than the lady of the house. I was born of 1,000 mothers, the dryads whose trees became the timber that are my walls. I'm in the carpet and the electric wires. My eyes are the windows. I reach all the way out to the street, and when you mow my lawn, it tickles me, as surely as if you were walking on the palm of my hand. I was old before you were born, as you measure such things as age. But I shall know time, as you never can. I feel the moontide constantly, and the years flicker on, as brief as the pause between chimes of my grandfather clock. Lonely? How could I be lonely? I have seen my fair share of moping children pining to go to the village. Such a human emotion. That is not at all like me. But it can be sad sometimes. The poor Claremont house next door, I did admire so his turret. To be torn down, broken to rubble, unmade. Such a stately home did not deserve such a fate. And for what? A sinkhole? But that's my fate too, I suppose. There's a line of sand under the earth, and sooner or later it'll shift. The rock I'm built on will tilt, and so shall I. I will be condemned, destroyed, and they'll build a tacky little duplex on my lot once they fix my foundation. Oh, come on now. Don't feel pity on my behalf. The old gives way to the new. My mother trees did not weep that I should some day be made. I ought to know better myself. But I did so love all those moments. It's the little things. It's the office becoming a nursery, then a bedroom. Then where the piano was kept, until it was moved to the hall to make room for a nursery. It's that the wallpaper in the kitchen never changes, and yet the bathroom must have gotten 100 coats of paint. It's really quite endearing, watching you all scurry around, trying to grow up and leave, or grow old and stay behind. And this will sound strange, but I miss the arguments from the master bedroom as much as anything else. The apologies at the chaise lounge, the chess games in the middle of the thunderstorms. Back when I had a proper family. And here we are, like that song you were singing, empty chairs at empty tables. No children to run in the hall, nor anybody to yell at them to stop and wipe their feet. Don't get me wrong, I hate having mud on my precious hardwood. but it's more than worth it to get cleaned. To be scrubbed until I shine. A delicacy of a sensation. Perhaps I've been too hard on you. The cookies are inedible. But it was so decadent to have something piping hot in my oven. I really must make you bake more. Yes, I'll teach you. I've had many renowned chefs grace me. I am comically overqualified to tutor you. We could start with some nice brownies. It's hardly possible that you could make a blunder of that. To have that smell rising up the stairs again. I'll train you up through sourdough breads and savory pies. Throw in some main courses. Potato soup, I think, with celery and goat cheese. The Reese's. They lived here nearly a century ago. They kept a pot of bean and tomato soup with lots of black pepper and garlic. They only made it once, but every morning the cook would add more vegetables and spices, and they kept it on a simmer for years. I loved that so, having a little fire in the stove always. Such a content and sleepy feeling, to bubble on and on and on. And I'd even teach you my favorite cake. It's lovely, just lovely. A hazelnut and lavender sponge with Italian buttercream with a little chocolate ganache to frost the outside. Not a clumsy amount, mind you, just a little. I hosted a wedding with that cake at the head of the table. 40 guests all crowded in my dining room. I never felt so proud, like one of the true great houses. I still have that crystal display, forgotten in the attic. Oh, 50 years now. Which reminds me, you know I have squirrels living up there, right? Oh, well, what do you intend to do about it? Well, I would hope so. It is entirely undignified. And I know it's not your fault, dearie, but the trim on the walls of the guest wing is slightly the wrong shade of white. Nope, wrong since the day they painted it. I cried and cried. It's supposed to be daisy, not porcelain. Oh, this is no laughing matter. You're supposed to be the caretaker, so I do insist you take care of me. I'm not above setting this shed on fire to get you dismissed if you do not please me. Good. Now where was I? Of course, the guest wing. The library could really use a dusting, and all the chairs wobble. Well, no, nobody sits in them, but I know, and I notice, and it's a real tragedy. I've seen the sign for a yard sale up the road. If that's also a period home, there might be some suitable antiques. I'll want some pictures at any rate. Caretaker, please, it's not your place to worry about money of all things. I have more class than that, thank you very much. I'll have you know that Mr. Decatur did not trust the banks, and the young Mrs. Decatur didn't find half of what he hid away. I'm aware that an old house like me requires a lot of care. And if you can only manage coming one day a week to mow the lawn, I'm sure I'll think of tasks faster than you can complete them. The owner can't be bothered, what with their love of all things urban. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I have enough money in the drywall to hire you full-time if you're interested. There's a ton of repair work. We've barely scratched the surface. And the garden has come completely native. Somebody needs to shovel the snow, and I do miss being decorated for the holidays. There would be perks, of course. Besides the baking lessons, you could spend more leisure time here. The TV works just fine. You could set up cable. Netflix? And if you're here every day, you might as well sleep here. You could sleep in a different room every night. Or you could take the master suite. I'm still quite proud of it. The furniture is all American cherry, goose down pillows. You'll sleep like royalty, I promise. I'd do my best to make you feel at home. I mean that. I'd be your boss, but we could set boundaries. A contract. When you're not on the clock, I want you to feel like I'm a place where you can wear a bathrobe. Do you know what I mean? Maybe not. I know it seems like a contradiction. I want nothing but to be immaculately elegant, rich and formal. But that kind of house needs an occupant that's totally at ease with that elegance. who just lounges and enjoys the home to complete the picture. Like how a sugar cookie needs just a pinch of salt so that the sweetness isn't cloying. Look at that. I've eaten all your cookies. To tell you the truth, I didn't know I could eat. I'm still a house. I don't suppose I need nourishment. But what do you say we go back to the kitchen and make another batch? If you follow my instructions exactly, I don't suppose I'll be able to criticize you, now will I? That is, if you agree to my offer. If you could live with me. Okay. Okay.